Chapter 14. All Alone. I stared in horror at the worthless beeper. The flashlight trembled in my hand. Suddenly, everything seemed to move in on me. The walls, the ceiling, the darkness, the mummies. Huh? I stumbled back a step, then another. I realized I was gripping the flashlight so tightly my hand hurt. The light played over the faceless figures. They weren't moving. Of course they weren't moving. I took another step back. The sour odor seemed to grow stronger, thicker. I held my breath, but the smell was in my nostrils, in my mouth. I could taste it, taste the decay, taste the 4,000-year-old aroma of death. I tossed the worthless beeper on the floor and took another step back, keeping my eyes on the hovering mummies. What was I going to do? The smell was making me sick. I had to get out of there, had to call Uncle Ben. Another step back.
Help!
I tried to shout, but my voice sounded weak, muffled by the heavy, foul air.
Help! Can anybody hear me?
A little louder. Tucking the flashlight under my arm, I cupped my hands around my mouth to form a megaphone.
Can anybody hear me?
I screamed. I listened, desperate for a reply. Silence. Where were Sari and Uncle Ben? Why couldn't they hear me? Why weren't they looking for me?
Help! Somebody! Please help!
I screamed as loud as I could, tilting my head up to the hole in the ceiling, the hole I had fallen through.
Can't anybody hear me?
I shrieked. I could feel the panic grip my chest, freeze my legs. The panic swept over me, wave after paralyzing wave.
Help me! Somebody! Please!
I took another step back, and something crunched under my sneaker. I uttered a high-pitched yelp and stumbled forward. Whatever it was slithered away. I exhaled loudly, a long sigh of relief. And then I felt something brush against my ankle. I cried out, and the flashlight dropped from under my arm. It clattered noisily to the floor. The light went out. Again, something scraped silently against me. Something hard. I heard soft, scrabbling sounds down on the floor. Something snapped at my ankle. I kicked hard, but hit only air.
Oh, help!
There were creatures down there. A lot of them. But what were they? Again, something slapped at my ankle, and I kicked wildly. Frantically, I bent down, grabbing for the flashlight in the darkness, and touched something hard and warm.
Oh no!
I jerked my hand up with a startled cry. In the darkness, groping for the flashlight, I had the feeling that the entire floor had come to life. The floor was moving in waves, rolling and tossing, seething beneath me. Finally, I found the flashlight. I grabbed it up in my trembling hand, climbed to my feet, and struggled to turn it back on. As I stepped backward, something slid against my leg. It felt hard and prickly. I heard clicking sounds, snapping, creatures bumping into each other. Panting loudly, my chest heaving, my entire body gripped with terror, I jumped up, tried to move away as I fiddled with the flashlight. Something crunched loudly beneath my sneaker. I danced away, hopping over something that scuttled through my legs. At last, The light flickered on. My heart thudding, I lowered the yellow beam of light to the floor and saw the scrabbling, snapping creatures.
Scorpions!
I had stumbled into a disgusting nest of them.
Oh, help!
I didn't recognize my tiny, frightened voice as I cried out. I didn't even realize I had cried out. The light darted over the slithering creatures, their tails raised as if ready to attack, their claws snapping silently as they moved, crawling over each other, slithering past my ankles.
Somebody, help!
I leaped backwards as a pair of claws grabbed at the leg of my jeans, into another of the creatures whose tail snapped against the back of my sneaker. Struggling to escape from the poisonous creatures, I tripped.
No, please, no!
I couldn't save myself. I started to fall. My hands shot out, but there was nothing to grab onto. I was going to plunge right into the middle of them.
No!
I uttered a frantic cry as I toppled forward and felt two hands grab me by the shoulders from behind.